Okay, Miss McWilliams, think you can describe the man who took your purse?
In my own words.
That'd be fine.
Well, I saw a sadness in his eyes.
Okay.
And I think that there will always be that sadness until we, society, can learn to rehabilitate our hardened criminals, imbuing upon them a sense of dignity and purpose, so that they too may take their rightful place here, in this, our great land of opportunity. Thank you.
You're in town for a beauty contest, aren't you?
How did you ever know?
Oh, just a wild guess.
It's the Miss New York State Throughway Competition. I was fourth runner-up.
Good morning.
Hi, Ron.
Good morning.
Anything going on?
Got a work stoppage in Poland.
Seems to be catching.
Actually, I'm not entirely convinced that the Solidarity Movement's accomplishing anything.
What?
Outside of playing right into the hands of the Russians.
Oh, come on. I mean, I can't see where the facts justify that conclusion.
Oh, really?
Now, they have gained quite a few concessions from the government.
What concessions?
Well, I mean, the existence of the Union itself. Not to mention greater freedom of speech, assembly, access to the media, religion.
They're going to eat that stuff? Polish economy's in a state of collapse.
That's all very
true. The point is, if they continue to aggravate the situation with strikes and slowdown, they're probably going to have bread riots in the streets. And the Russians will be more than happy to roll in the tanks to restore order, just like they did in Czechoslovakia and Hungary.
I got hit with a paternity suit.
What?
Haven't you people suffered enough?
When did this happen? Last night. I was sitting in my apartment, alone, watching a Rangers game. And some guy knocks on the door and tells me my pizza's here.
Processor.
And he hands me that and says, here you go, Pops, one summons with everything on it. Takes off.
Maureen Elizabeth Ballantyne, being duly sworn, deposes and says, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. On or about the 28th day of January, 1981, I had sexual intercourse with Stanley Tadeusz Wojciechowicz.
I never tell anybody my middle name.
On the 21st day of October, 1981, I gave birth to a male child, Christopher Winston Wojciechowicz. Plaintiff requests that the court declare Stanley Tadeusz Wojciechowicz father of said child, award to the plaintiff payment, support, etc., etc.
So, you got any idea who she is? Yeah, I realize that it's short notice, but my lawyer says that I gotta... Yeah, it's a paternity suit, right. Great, thanks a lot. I'll be there. Oh, hi, Barn. I had to call the urologist, and it's kind of personal, you know, so I figured you wouldn't mind.
No, no, it's okay.
I got an appointment in an hour. Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Also, I remembered who she is. I met her in a beauty parlor. Well, it was snowing real hard, and I just went inside to get warm, and I saw Maureen. She's giving some old lady a manicure, you know, so next thing I know, she's got a kid.
I see.
Come on, Barn, I know what you're thinking. Mr. Macho, right?
Hey, look, I...
Huh? Swaggers around, hopping in bed with anything that's still got a pulse.
Well, Joe,
of course, the minute I might have to accept some responsibility for my actions and give a kid a father, then I run and hide behind some sleazeball attorney begging him to get me off the hook.
Can I have my desk back?
Fine. I didn't come in here for a lecture.
Movies about sex!
Look, Mr. Frayne, this is not the movies. We're in the real world now.
Don't you people understand? They are corrupting the human soul. They are poisoning our spirit, making us reek of blood and sinew like some flesh-eating Neanderthal.
Milk that?
No. No.
All right, empty apartments.
All right, what do we got here?
Bye, that's Arthur Frayne. We picked him up in the projection booth over at the Tivoli.
Now, the projection booth wasn't locked.
We got there, Mr. Frayne had already laid out the projectionist. He was in the process of ripping the film into pieces of confetti, tossing them to the audience.
Apparently, Mr. Frayne took exception to some of the explicit mutilations and gore that were being portrayed in the film in question.
Arbor Day. The name of the film is Arbor Day. And it starts off real nice, a bunch of cute Cub Scouts camping in the woods, and they're singing their songs, and they're planting trees. And before you know it, somebody starts killing them off. One kid takes a sapling right through the brain. Another kid gets split down the middle like a log so that some maniac can come along and grind them up into mulch and use them as fertilizer.
Park Ranger, right?
They trusted that man.
Mr. Frayne, you want to have a seat over there, Sergeant?
And the audience changed during the movie. They were sitting there and they got wild-eyed and they were sitting on the edge of their seats and they were catching the armrests. And they were behaving as a pack of jackals in a slaughterhouse.
Just have a seat right over there, Mr.
If that widescreen horror and carnage isn't stopped, then somebody is really going to snap and do something crazy.
Like you.
See?
Donald Trump.
Mail call. Here you go, Sergeant Harris. Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes time.
Oh, goody.
Sergeant Dietrich.
Thanks, Carl.
Sir? Got your manpower reports.
Oh.
Interdepartmental communiques.
Thank you.
And, of course, your mail.
Thank you, Levitt.
My pleasure, sir. Sir, is it true that Sergeant Wojo Howitz is going to be a father? I didn't know he'd ever been married.
He has.
And what happened?
An unfortunate accident.
Oh, I see.
Let it rest. Let it rest.
Suppose then a gift wouldn't be in order.
Right.
Right. What a shame. I was passing by this little toy store and I picked up this little rabbit.
Hey, Walsh.
How you doing, Harris?
Hey, Woj.
You drink?
Would you?
What the hell's that for?
Oh, no, that's...
Well, what happened?
It's not my kid.
Congratulations. I'm sterile.
Sterile? You?
Yeah, me.
But you're so big. You know what I mean?
That's got nothing to do with it. Forget it.
Yeah, I kept the receipt.
Coffee's fresh.
Sure, change the subject.
So what'd they say?
Well, you know, they gave me all their tests, and then the next thing I know, the doctor's saying, sorry about this, pal, but your spermatozoans are dead. See, they're supposed to wiggle. Mine just sort of lay there like a bunch of string.
Whoa, man, look, maybe the condition's just temporary.
Yeah, no, the doctor said it was irreversible. I'm a damn eunuch.
Not really.
I know what I feel.
Well, look, man, maybe you should at least get a second opinion.
Maybe I should get a job guarding a harem.
There's plenty of openings.
Yeah, can I help you?
Yes, I'm Victor Lupton. I own the Tivoli Theater.
Oh, right.
Yes, I'm here to press charges against a Mr.
Frayne.
Frayne?
Frayne.
Him?
Him.
You? What are you, some kind of a maniac?
What?
You don't recognize me? I'm the guy who sold you your ticket, who put that extra buttery flavored oil on your popcorn. No charge. Got you that nice seat on the aisle, away from the family with the turbans. So, what do I get for my consideration? An unconscious projectionist? A ruined print? 200 animals stampeding through my lobby, screaming for their money back?
Your movie was pandering to the dankest recesses of the human mind.
It was almost over.
Would you just take a seat down here, please? I need to get a little information from you.
Get inside, Granny.
Hey, come on. Give me a chance to catch my breath, will you?
Get inside!
Thanks.
What's going on?
This is Joseph Banning. He's trying to rip off a bunch of cassette players. You know, like the joggers wear.
He's hiding behind a bunch of crates waving this baby at us. Says if we don't get the hell out, he's going to blow us away.
An idle threat? I do that.
Well, about to call for some backup when the Wojo Express comes whizzing by.
Should have seen this guy. Grabs one of those trash dumpster things like it was nothing. He comes barreling at me like a tank. Before I had a chance to surrender, he smashes into those crates like a battering ram.
Really?
I had a shotgun in there. Doesn't that mean anything anymore?
Apparently not. Hook him.
Wojo?
I'm going.
Excuse me.
Charging into a situation like that, half-cocked, no backup, no vest, improperly armed. Could have got yourself killed. And you could have taken Dietrich with you.
I'll never have a kid to yell at.
Okay, Mr. Lupton. I'd like you to just look over your complaint, and then you can sign it right there.
With pleasure.
Go ahead, sign it. Lock me up. Put me on death row.
What do you want from me? A refund?
I want you to run some decent movies, for God's sake. Where's your sense of taste?
Taste? Taste? You're yelling at me about taste? Where were you when I played Dodsworth? Huh? Paths of Glory? African Queen? You weren't in my theater. Nobody was in my theater until I started playing trash like that Arbor Day. Hotel Hacksaw. Mermaids from Hell.
Disgusting. Every one of them.
I'm so old.
So? Georgia, when the time comes that you decide you want to have a child, there are ways.
How?
Foster parenthood? Adoption?
But they're never little babies. Most of them are almost 30.
Artificial insemination?
I don't want an artificial kid. So anyway, what if he's ugly? Or stupid?
Woj.
Or a communist or something.
Oh, come on, Woj.
How do you know?
By selecting a suitable donor. You pick someone whose physical and mental characteristics you admire, so that those same qualities will be reflected in your own child.
So, for instance, if I were to come to you...
No!
Appreciate the thought.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Pardon, Mr. Lupton is here from the Tivoli.
Yeah?
He's vacillating.
I'll talk to him.
Hey, Woj. Everything okay?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Anything I can do?
I'll have to think about it.
I really don't enjoy sending people to jail, Captain. And, I suppose I'm as much to blame as he is.
It's very understanding of you, Mr. Lupton.
But it's gonna cost me $600 to replace that print.
And if Mr. Frayne agreed to pay for it?
I don't have that kind of money. I teach accordion.
They ought to make him work it off. I haven't had an usher since my wife died.
Mr. Frayne, you think you might prefer the theater to Rikers Island?
Maybe. What's playing?
How do I know?
You'll probably find a print of Stella Dallas in the basement.
Oh, God. My mother made me watch that once. I hated it.
Mr. Frayne.
Okay.
You'll arrange with Mr. Lupton to satisfy all damages?
Yes.
All right, Harris, turn him loose.
Hi.
Is it okay if I use your men's room? I just like to wash up.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm Wendy.
I'm Stan.
I'd just like you to know that I think you're taking this very well, Stan.
Thank you.
Oh, Miss McWilliams, you're still here.
Yes, well, I looked through all the books, but I just couldn't find anybody.
Oh, Harris?
Got everything, Barn.
Well, thank you for your cooperation. I'm afraid there's nothing more we can do.
You mean I have to leave?
We all do.
But, well, you never found my purse, and I don't have any money, or my bus ticket back to Middle Falls.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
But I thought the police were supposed to help people.
We are, we do.
Well, you wouldn't treat me this way if I were Miss America.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something I can do.
Yeah, fine, sure.
Now, look, Wendy, he's telling you the truth. There is not much that we can do here.
But Stan,
I... Wait.
Gentlemen,
I was just leaving.
What's his name?
Did I do that?
No.
Well, you've been here all day. You're probably hungry. So, why don't we go get something to eat? And then we can figure out how to get you home tomorrow.
But I don't have any place to stay tonight.
We'll figure out something. Let me get my coat.
Gee, it's awfully nice of you to go out of your way like this, just for me.
It's okay.
Well, what I mean is, considering everything you must have on your mind.
Well, there ain't much I can do about it.
Well, maybe we could figure that out too.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow, Vern. Don't be late.